Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Coming to me live via Dallas, I think it is. He's been out there for GRPC, and now he's visiting his daughter. But we are talking about Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir. Dean?
I am here. Okay. Can you hear me? Darn it. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I got you.
Okay, good.
Did you hear my good? Did you hear my good?
I did. Okay. I found a great intro. Very good.
Yeah. Tell me about GRPC. I did not know that you were going to GRPC, to be honest with you, but I'm interested for your take on it.
Well, there have been 2 years where they held it virtually, and I gave a presentation virtually, but to me it's not very useful virtually because I go mostly to meet people and network with people.
Yeah.
So it was really great to have it in person this time. The attendance was down a bit, which you'd expect after 2 years where you didn't meet in person. The opening speaker was Masoud Ayoub. He gave a great opening presentation. And we had a lot of interesting people giving presentations. Doctors for responsible gun ownership were there.
Yeah.
There were several state-level presentations. Awards were given out. A surprise attendee that was never officially announced was Kyle Rittenhouse. And he got mobbed a little bit, but I think it wasn't nearly as bad as it would have been if they'd announced him.
Right.
But I got to meet him and shake his hand and told him that if he ever wanted to contact me, I gave him a card. So I'm told he might be interested in fighting.
How did he seem?
He seemed very normal. And he'd lost a fair amount of weight, and he'd bulked up a fair amount of muscle.
Right.
So I think he's doing the right things. He had what appeared to be some security, but just one or two people and not ostentatious.
Right.
There were just a couple people with him that were, you know, kind of watching what happened. And other than that, it was 2 days' worth. Everything seemed pretty well organized, but just at a slightly lower level than what was, say, 3-4 years ago. And just because when you don't do something for a couple of years, you lose your edge a little bit. And one of the things that had been done on previous GRPCs that had become kind of a tradition was that they would put a stack of books out for people to take home with them. These were compilations of various things, books that served as a reference to a number of court cases that had been published, things like that. usually 10 or 15 inexpensive paper-bound books just for your library for references more than anything else. But we're going so much more digital now, and you can access a lot of that material online. So maybe that was part of the reason. And, of course, it's less expensive to haul all these tons of books. I mean, if you're figuring hundreds of attendees and you give each one of them 15 books, that's a lot of books.
Right.
So that was not present this year. I learned some fantastic, you know, sort of, well, it's more than gossip because it's right from the horse's mouth. Alan Gottlieb is the president and the person who basically organized the Second Amendment Foundation. Did you know that he's the person who nationalized the Art Bell Show?
Not surprising. Alan is an old radio guy. He owns radio stations. I mean, this show is carried on some of them. So
it was surprising to me because I didn't know that he had done that. And so it was kind of a big deal. You know, Art Bell is a legend in radio.
Oh yeah.
And he became incredibly successful. And eventually, he wanted to retire and they sold off, the show. Probably for a good bit of money. I think Alan said that it was a significant part of what they used to buy their first radio station. I think the SAF, or I'm not sure how the ownership is structured, but they have four radio stations, I understand.
Right. Art Bell was whatever he sold it for. That guy was a captivating host if you ever listened to his show.
He was. And there were, Alan told an incredible story about how he was listening to Art Bell when he was just on a local station out of Las Vegas. And he's listening to him, and on the fly, he said he did 60 second live radio commercials, did them flawlessly, made them up as he went,
right,
and never missed a beat, and ended exactly to the second of the correct amount of time. And he said, this is just an incredible talent we have here at Art Bell. And that's when they decided to go national.
Yeah.
You know, that's the anecdote that was presented.
I had an affiliate in Pahrump, which is where Art Bell was. Art Bell lived in a compound of mobile homes, and he drove nothing but Geo Metros. And he liked that he lived out in the desert.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I have a friend who's become very, reasonably successful. I don't know what the income is, but I know that when he wants to buy a piece of equipment that might cost a couple $100,000, they buy it. So he's reasonably successful. And they started, it was literally a pull up by your boots operation. It started with almost nothing. They bought a mining claim that had like 20 acres out in the middle of the Kofa Wildlife Refuge. And I'm sure they got it relatively cheap. There was nothing there. There's no power. There's no water. Just a 20 acre piece of property with a lot of holes in the ground because it was a defunct mining claim. That had produced a lot of lead back in World War II. And they took that and turned it into a museum that's an attraction. People come from all over the world to see it. And part of what they initially did was move in a number of older trailers and make that into a habitat.
Yeah.
With solar power, big solar power array that he more or less scavenged. And a fascinating story. It doesn't have anything, not much to do with guns.
Well,
it's amazing what people can do.
Indeed. Coming up on the first break, we're going to get into the articles very shortly because that's what Dean does. He writes a lot of articles. He's the most read of his type. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
there's no such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At C&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, C&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. C&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We're going to let's go talk about the ATF overstepping their authority with the final rule, the What an ominous sounding setup. The final rule.
Because where this appears to have come from is the issues that this final rule is supposed to resolve have been percolating and around for decades. And the ATF issued a bunch of letters over that time contradicting most of what is in this final rule. And it was only after President Biden came to power that there was enough push. And I don't think in order to enact this rule, which is a complicated thing, it's not just one thing, it's a whole bunch of stuff. And it wasn't until Biden started pushing for it that the ATF, I think, felt they had to push this rule. I think it's directly because Joe Biden's in office, and he received a lot of valuta of money and contributions from the anti-Second Amendment types. And so what they did in this rule is they changed the definitions of what is a silencer, of what is a firearm under the various federal laws. And for decades, they'd had a definition that was more or less put together in 1978 on what was a frame or receiver. And they did some updates in this rule that actually made some sense. They said, for example, if you have something that the barrel is not attached to, but it's where most of the fire control is, that can be a frame. It doesn't have to have a barrel screwed into it. And that's how the AR-15 and similar firearms are set up. So it makes sense. But the things they did that are highly questionable are they said, well, if you have a partially completed frame or receiver, and you add some tools, and you add some instructions, that becomes a firearm. And we've never before had a situation where it said if you had instructions and tooling and materials, that became a firearm. And the other part of what they did is they conflated two paragraphs in the law. The first one says that if you have a firearm or a weapon that can easily be converted into a firearm, that's a firearm. And then the second part says, or the receiver or frame of such a weapon is a firearm. But it doesn't say a receiver or frame or a piece of material that can easily be converted into a receiver or frame. They could have said that in the law, but they didn't. And so this the judge who's in the Northern District of Texas said this law is an overstep by the ATF. They're directly changing the clear wording of the law, and I'm going to issue an injunction so that a company that has sued the ATF because the company believes that they are not legally changing the definition of the law, they have sufficient rules to believe they're going to be harmed illegally, so I'm issuing a partial injunction to stop the ATF final rule from going into effect for this company. Now, previously, there is a subsidiary of, I'm just going to say 80% receivers. I think it's the Blackhawk manufacturing group doing business as 80% arms. They have an office in Texas, and they had sued the ATF also to try to get an injunction. But the judge where they sued said, nah, all you have to do is get an FFL and then put serial numbers on all your products, and you're not really losing anything. And they're saying they're applying to be included in the lawsuit in the northern part of district because they said, we clearly are losing things now because the ATF rule has gone into effect where we are and they shouldn't. And so it's it's uncertain if they will be included in the lawsuit or not. And then we also had a case in North Dakota in the Eighth Circuit. I think Texas is in the Sixth Circuit. And in the Eighth Circuit, a judge who was thought to be quite conservative said, we're going to accept what the ATF says is what is the firearm, because that was the crux of the case. Can the ATF change the definition of what is a firearm? And Judge Welty basically said, well, here's the ATF definition. Well, I don't think you have anything. It's just a logical extension of the way the law was before. So we have three different judges giving different opinions about whether the final rule is actually final or not. And so it's unsettled and uncertain. And, of course, that's bad for anybody trying to do business. How do you know what the law is when judges in different places are saying it's different things? I personally think the ATF significantly overstepped their authority. I think it's a First Amendment issue, too, if you can say that instructions on how to build a gun are a gun. We've never had that before. We've never before in the United States restricted the information on how to build a gun, especially for yourself. I mean, there were some famous court cases back in the 80s, I think, where people published information on how you would build an atomic bomb. And as I recall, the Supreme Court said that's a First Amendment issue. The government, if they want to keep that secret, they have to keep it secret. But once it gets out where the public knows about it, it can be published. And it seems a very similar thing to what we have here, only we're not talking about highly secret weapons that nobody else knows how to make. People have known how to make effective firearms for at least, cartridge arms 100 years or more, 150 years. So where's the necessity for national security to prevent the information on how to make commonly available firearms?
Hang on right there, if you will. We're coming up on the break. This article you can find at Ammoland.com, among other articles that he has there. Well over 2,000. We'll be right back to finish this up. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are down slightly. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is down to $3.90 a gallon. That's a penny lower than Thursday. Five people, including an off-duty police officer, were killed Thursday by a gunman in Raleigh, North Carolina. The suspect is in critical condition and has been identified as a 15-year-old juvenile male. Raleigh Chief of Police Estella Patterson says the crime scene was expansive.
The shootings occurred in the streets, in the neighborhood, and then the suspect fled towards the Greenway, and then we had some more victims who were shot in the Greenway.
Another injured police officer and victim were taken to hospitals, and although the police officer was treated and released, the injured victim remains in critical condition. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten about this final rule that has been slapped down. Is this going to be a... Now, before you get back into the narrative here about what was going on with all of this, is this a good thing for this? Is this going to make this final rule go away?
I don't know. This is probably going to end up at the Supreme Court level. And the question is, will they take the case or not? Well, we don't know. The Supreme Court seems to be saying that the administrative agencies have overstepped their authority.
Right.
And they seem to be saying the Second Amendment means something, and the appellate courts have overstepped their authority in not giving it the credibility and power that it should have. So this final rule case is kind of a combination of both overstep of regulatory authority and infringement on the Second Amendment. So I think there's a good chance the Supreme Court will hear it, especially since we're getting the possibility of a split in the appellate courts in the different circuits.
Right.
We have the Eighth Circuit is saying one thing up in North Dakota, and at least one judge in Texas is saying another thing. And then we have a case out of Delaware, which I think it's the second or third circuit. I'm not 100% certain. And we have a judge there, Mary Ellen, I'm going to say Noriega, but I could be mispronouncing it. And she has said that homemade guns homemade guns fall under the Second Amendment. They're protected. But she's also said that the instructions are not protected.
Well, that's sort of an interesting point to make there.
Yeah, I find it weird. I mean, how can you say that the information, tooling, and jigs are not protected, but you can make homemade guns and that's protected? I mean, it's kind of like saying you have freedom of the press, but we're not going to allow you to have a press.
Right.
So something's going to give there, and I don't know how it will go in the appellate court. All the cases so far are at the district court level, which is the lowest level of federal courts. And I think several of them will be appealed because there's high stakes for both sides. And there's a real good chance that we will see appellate splits, you know, something different in the 8th and the 6th, something different in the 2nd or 3rd. And the Supreme Court might just take all those cases and put them together and say, these are pretty much talking about the same thing. We'll consider them together. But as you have seen, as anybody who's been watching these court cases has seen, it can take a long time to make its way through the process. So we might not see significant movement for a year or more,
right,
on the issue. But we're seeing challenges. And the challenges are pretty much relying in large part on the Bruin decision that came out on June 22nd. There are numerous court cases that are citing Bruin and saying, you can't do this. It's protected under the Second Amendment. We've talked about several of them, and this is another example. And I think that Judge Noriega has it correct that the right to make a gun is part and parcel of the Second Amendment, and that when you say people can't make their own guns, you're infringing on Second Amendment rights.
Well,
I mean, if the government can regulate commercial sales and it can regulate you making a gun, it could just say no more guns for anybody. And I don't think that's what the founders intended.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Founders did not intend that at all. So, is this now, interestingly enough, since Bruin, it seems like all of these cases make their way to the where something, you know, seismic happens with them faster now.
Yes, I think so. And we've got Judge Benitez out in California in the Ninth Circuit. He's in the Southern District of California because
right.
He started some of these cases. He is the one where the cases have been sent back to either by the Supreme Court directly. I think a magazine ban, and I'm trying to remember the name. There's so many of them, they start running together, but it was against the AG. It's now against Bonta, who is the current AG,
right,
on the magazine ban, and that's been sent back to Benitez. And then the assault weapons ban, that has been sent back to him as well. I think that's Miller v. Bonta. So he's got these, and they're about a month apart in how they have come through the system. So he's going to come up with two very consequential rulings in about a month. One of them, I think, is right at the end of October. The briefs come out, and he'll do some judicial rulings, whether to allow more briefs or not. And then another one comes out about the end of November. I think the assault weapons ban is first, Miller v. Bonta at about the end of October. And then I think the magazine ban, we should see some movement about the end of November.
Right. Well, the other thing is that they are moving so fast to these various circuits and courts of appeal and everything else, when they have differing opinions come out where one says, oh, well, the fact that you don't allow any guns in the borders of your state is not infringing upon the Second Amendment right. We're going to let that hold. And then you have something completely opposite where they're like, not only are you allowed to have a gun, but you're required to have a gun. So those kind of rulings, when they have that, is that like a red light or a red flag to the Supreme Court? Is it going to make it?
The Supreme Court doesn't like to see contradictory rulings in different appellate courts. And that's one of the things they look at and say, you know, we can't have a contradiction where Florida says you can do one thing according to the Constitution. And California says you can't. We want uniformity in the way the Constitution is interpreted across the nation. There's some other issues that are coming up. I was just looking at a proposed Hawaii law and also what we see in California. These people seem to think that the Second Amendment does not extend across state boundaries.
I guess not. That's the only time, though, that they're ever out there where they believe in the Tenth Amendment, right? If it has to do with them stomping down on the Second Amendment, they'll come out all Tenth Amendment, states' rights, all that other stuff. Coming up on the next break, this article we were just referring to about the final rule, you can find this at amoland.com. Largest website of its type in the United, well, on the planet, really, which makes Dean, who is the biggest writer at Amoland, the biggest writer of this type on the planet. I love dealing in superlatives. He's got well over 2,000 plus other articles there waiting on you right now. All of them timeless, just like this one. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fan, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We've been speaking with Dean Weingarten, and he's just come off a GRPC. Apparently he caught a little bit of a cough with that, and that's okay because that happens. That's just life. Dean, you looked at something to see how these gun laws, which are there actually, is there any damage done by gun law to the right?
I think so.
Yeah.
And I looked at this because the Supreme Court came out with the seminal Second Amendment case called New York Rifle and Pistol Association, New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, v. Bruin. And this case, we've been waiting on it for a decade. For a variety of reasons, the Supreme Court wasn't willing to hear a case about carry of firearms for about a decade. But they finally did. And it was an excellent ruling that came out on June 22nd. In that ruling, they mentioned six states that were repressing or infringing on Second Amendment rights and the District of Columbia. And the states they mentioned were California, Hawaii, Massachusetts, Maryland, New York, and New Jersey. And also the District of Columbia. And they were saying that these states were not allowing ordinary citizens to carry, to bear arms in defense of themselves or others because they had what was called may issue laws. That is, the person who is going to issue a permit to say whether you can carry or not, looks at you and says, yeah, you know, you don't look quite right to me. I don't think you've got a good reason to carry a gun. We're not going to let you carry one. So I used those states as a template. We're going to say that those states are restrictive states and the rest of the nation is not so restrictive because the rest of the nation pretty much has shall issue laws. And then we have the National Instant Background Check System, NICS. They track retail gun sales in the states. Now, they have actual gun sales in numbers. The NICS background checks have become unreliable for a proxy for gun sales, because there are states that just do a whole lot of background checks for things other than gun sales. But fortunately, in the NICS system for the last several years, the FBI has broken down the categories so you can see how many of what kind of guns are done background checks for. Now, it's not quite perfect, but it's pretty close. It's probably within a percent or two, whereas I've seen the just the total checks vary by 15, 20%. And so total checks in some states, like 80% of the checks are made up of things other than gun sales. So in this article, I went in and looked at actual gun sales, and I have a little procedure that I do that I've developed over the last few years to try to give a pretty good approximation of actual gun sales. And what you find when you compare the restrictive states and District of Columbia, they have a fairly high number of gun sales, but it's a much smaller number per capita, per person, you know, for their population than we have in the less restrictive states. So in the restrictive states in 2020, there were about a quarter of a percent, no, not even that, 24 hundredths. No, that's still not quite right. 0.024, 2.4% of a gun sold. I got to say it in decimals is the only way I would get it right. 0.024 guns sold per person, per capita. And then in the rest of the U.S., it was 0.075. So that's more than three times as many. And then 2021, it wasn't quite as bad. It was 0.023 versus 0.065. So what this says is that somewhere between only one-third to one-quarter as many people are purchasing guns in these highly restrictive states. I mean, that's a huge number when you think about it. You know, in the whole U.S., where we have shall issue and the gun laws aren't so restrictive, if you had 10 people, let's say 100, if you have 100 people buying guns in those states, in California and the other restrictive states, you'd only have 24 of them, or maybe 33 in 2020 and 2021. So to me, this is a clear indicator. People on the left like to talk about different outcomes showing intent, disparity in outcomes showing intent. Well, I think what we are seeing is that the disparity in the number of firearms sold shows intent by these restrictive states to tamp down the exercise of Second Amendment rights. We're seeing Second Amendment right suppression, to use some of the common used verbiage of the left. And then I looked at carry permits averaged over the restricted states versus the non-restricted states. And you have about 7 to 8 times as many people with carry permits in the non-restrictive states as you do in the restrictive states. So, again, and the Supreme Court was directly addressing this because they were talking about the right to bear arms outside the home. The restrictive states, I don't think you can come to any other conclusion than that they are deliberately restricting, suppressing the exercise of Second Amendment rights. And the numbers show this. They agree with it.
Now, the interesting thing that you came up there is this 88% reduction in carrying permits in the restrictive states. Do we know what the difference is in the crime rates between the non-restrictive states and restrictive states? That would be the thing that I'd be interested in. Is it 88% higher?
There are people who've done a lot of work on that, particularly John Lott. And he says that when you take everything into consideration, the most violent crime, murders and rapes, have a reduction. And we're not looking like, you know, in huge reduction. It's not an 88% reduction. But we're seeing things like about a 5% reduction. So there's definitely, John Lott says there's an effect there. Other people, looking at the same numbers, I don't think they look quite as carefully as John has, say, you know, it's too small an effect to measure. So even though we're talking about an 88% reduction in people who are issued concealed carry permits, that doesn't, there's only about, oh, between five, well, the average in the United States comes out to about, I think, 8% of adults carry, have a carry permit. But we have half the states where you don't need a carry permit to carry. But most people, most of the time, until crime becomes a serious problem, don't carry. So even if you have 5% of people carrying, that 5% has to make a difference. You say, if everybody carried who couldn't carry, you might have that 88% reduction.
I'll tell you what, we've run out of time, Dean. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for joining me today.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Back in about 21 hours, it's always been about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.